Greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Near Shore Radio. My name is John. Imagine, if you will, what it would be like to learn that some of your longtime household relatives had decided to leave your family. Today, Near Shore Radio News marks August 10th of 1776 as the date when the Gazette published that the Continental Congress has declared the United Colonies free and independent states. It was sort of like King George III of England finding out that his long-term relationship was no more. The first 12 of the alleged misdeeds, published in the August 10th newspaper in London, England, revealed that the King of England had established a tyrannical authority in place of representative government. The colonies needed a king willing to advance and progress with them.
Look, I like you, but I need something more. I need somebody who's going to develop with me and somebody who's going to grow with me. Goodbye.
The news printed on August 10th asserted a second set of abuses, namely that the Parliament had destroyed the colonists' right to self-rule. The king, in other words, was not listening to the colonists, and they were no longer devoted to him.
I'm leaving you.
Honey, please. I can't.
Ted, I'm leaving you. Ted. Keys. Here are my keys.
Was this some kind of joke?
Here's...
Or you really picked your times to... Come on, okay? Can you stop now?
That's everything. And I don't love you anymore.
The final five crimes refer to specific actions that the King of Great Britain took to abandon the colonies. The Americans did not deserve such a tyrant, and they were done.
I am done! I don't deserve this! I really do not deserve this!
That's about it for now. From the studios of Near Shore Radio News, this is John Sievertson saying, King George had lost his colonies and he did not want to talk about it.
Place we mustn't mention. Colonies.
They're now called the United States, sir.
Goodness me. The United States. Well, I haven't mentioned them.
I prefer not to, whatever they're called.
They are a fact, sir.